They set off again, perhaps a shade faster than before. And as she bounced along against Chewbacca's torso, Leia realized with mild surprise that while she was still frightened, she was no longer terrified. Perhaps, she decided, because she was no longer simply a pawn or excess baggage, with her fate totally in the hands of Wookiees or gray-skinned aliens or the forces of gravity. She was now at least partially in control of what happened. They continued on, Leia playing out the rope as they traveled. The dark airspeeder followed, still without lights, still keeping well back from them. She kept an eye on it as they bounced along, knowing that the timing and distance on this were going to be crucial. Just a little bit farther. There were perhaps 3 meters of rope left in the coil. Quickly, she tied a firm knot and peered back at their pursuer. "Get ready," she said to Chewbacca. "Now, stop!" Chewbacca came to a halt. Mentally crossing her fingers, Leia ignited her lightsaber beneath the Wookiee's back, locked it on, and let it drop. And like a blazing chunk of wayward lightning, it fell away, swinging down and back on the end of the rope in a long pendulum arc. It reached the bottom and swung back up the other direction and into the underside of the airspeeder. There was a spectacular flash as the lightsaber blade sliced through the repulsor lift generator. An instant later, the airspeeder was dropping like a stone, 2 separate blazes flaring from either side. The craft fell into the mists below, and for a long moment, the fires were visible as first 2, and then a single diffused spot of light. Then, even that faded, leaving only the lightsaber swinging gently in the darkness. Leia took a shuddering breath.
"Let's go retrieve the lightsaber," she told Chewbacca. "After that, I think we can probably just cut our way back up. I doubt there are any more of them left now."
And then directly to your ship?"
Rara asked, as they headed back to the branch where she'd tied the rope. Leia hesitated, the image of that second alien in her room coming back to mind. Standing there, facing her, an unreadable emotion in face and body language, so stunned or enraptured or frightened that he didn't even notice Chewbacca's entry. "Back to the ship," she answered Rara. "But not directly.